Good morning, everyone. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We will dedicate this conference call to presenting Argos Convergence efforts, Argos programs to close the gap between the price of the market and the fundamental value. My name is Carolina Arango, and you're the Director of Investor Relations of Grupo Argos. In this space, we have Juan Esteban Calle, President of Grupo Argos, Felipe Aristizabal, Vice President of Strategy and Corporate Finances, Rafael Olivella, Vice President of Corporate Matters, Juan Esteban Mejía, Manager of Corporate Matters, and Jean-Pierre Serrano, President of Odensa. Since yesterday, we made available in our website a presentation that we'll be following during this space. You can access it through the menu, Investor Relations, and we added a chapter that's called ACE. I want to remember you all that this presentation has prospective statements based on proposals and reasonable estimations. These are subject to the market behavior and the approvals, corporate approvals and regulatory approvals that can be applicable. To begin, I would like to move on to slide number three of the presentation, and I want to give the word to Juan Esteban Calle. Thank you, Carolina, and good morning to everyone. I would like to extend a special thank you for being today with this presentation. ACE 1.0 is an initiative that fills us with optimism for the group of for the future of Grupo Argos. In the last decade, the company has executed a deep transformation, simplifying the structure. We focus our portfolio, we strengthen our balance, we strengthen the capital, and we materialize decisions that made more visible our decisions and our capacity of generating value. This transformation allowed us to convert ourselves in a company that's 100% in essential assets in the infrastructure matrix and construction materials for Colombia and the region. ACE gives continuity to the strategy that has started the company and that has started the capture of value. We parted from a clear conviction that the market is not recognizing the fundamental value of Grupo Argos. Our answer through ACE is completely focused on initiatives that are based on a larger return generation, and the measure that we materialize this will be transferred into dynamism and liquidity for the actions of Grupo Argos, for the shares of Grupo Argos. Now, I want to invite you to move on to slide number four. The timeline you are seeing summarizes the key strategic decisions that Grupo Argos has driven over the past decade. During this period, we prioritize simplification, focus, and development of specialized expertise to consolidate regional infrastructure platforms. That evolution created the capabilities upon which ACE is built today. In 2015, we acquired and reorganized the Odensa portfolio to focus on highways and airport concessions. In 2017, we disinvested our port business and strengthened our presence in airports. Beginning of 2019, we transitioned to an asset management model and subsequently structured specialized infrastructure vehicles that enabled us to attract third-party capital and expand our capacity for origination, investment, and execution. In 2024, we completed the disinvestment of Grupo Nutresa. Between 2024 and 2025, we realized the investment thesis developed over nearly two decades in the United States, generating approximately $4.5 billion through transactions with Summit Materials. Finally, in 2025, we completed the spin-off through a merger with Grupo Sura, thereby ending the cross-shareholdings and distributing approximately 10.8 trillion Colombian pesos in Grupo Sura shares directly to Grupo Argos shareholders. The result of this decade is not only a simpler portfolio, but also an organization with a greater financial flexibility, proven organization and execution capacities, and an architecture ready to scale. ACE 1.0 transforms that foundation in an explicit and measurable agenda for profitability and cash generation, which we expect will strengthen the company's liquidity in the capital markets and lead to recognition of Grupo Argos' value of capabilities. This new space in Grupo Argos strategy is underpinned by a portfolio of high-quality assets that are difficult to replicate and essential to the infrastructure of Colombia and the continent. In construction materials, we have an interconnected platform in Colombia, Central America, and the Caribbean, which we expect to close 2016 with more Argos Materials is developing an aggregates platform in the United States with more than in potential capability to deploy capital into growth opportunities. In the energy sector, Celsia operates across the entire market chain, including the generation, transmission, distribution, and sale of electricity. It has 2,175 megawatts of installed capacity, serves 1.4 million customers, operates 450 kilometers of transmission network and 47,000 kilometers of distribution networks, and has developed asset management platforms that expand its growth capacity with third-party capital. In transportation infrastructure, Odisha has consolidated its structuring and management capabilities around strategic assets for Colombia, such as El Dorado Airport and the Tunnel de Oriente, Pacífico 2, and Autopista de Café, as well as Quito Airport in Ecuador and the Green Corridor concession in Aruba. The company has 1.8 trillion in equity investments, nearly 16 trillion pesos in assets under management, and a pipeline exceeding $5 billion. In the real estate business, we manage a portfolio of lands in Barú, Cartagena, and the Atlántico region value at nearly 2 trillion Colombian pesos. We have generated approximately 1.1 trillion pesos from the sales of last 2016. The quality of our portfolio, the strength of our balance sheet, and our execution experience give us the scale, diversification, and financial flexibility to focus on the path we have charted through ACE, which will be our top priority as the stewards of value creation for Grupo Argos. ACE has a single objective: to generate, capture, and transfer value for all Grupo Argos shareholders, helping the market price of the stock converge towards its fundamental value. The program will be implemented in phases sequentially and with the flexibility needed to adjust the pace and mechanisms in line with market opportunities and conditions. As you will see later, ACE is built on simple, actionable initiatives and goals that are the top priority for the company's board of directors and the executive team. ACE 1.0 is a sign of confidence in the company's value and in the operating assets that make up its portfolio. Please turn to slide 8 to learn about three pillars of the program. ACE, in this first phase we are announcing today, is supported by three pillars that we view as enablers, not as the program's end goal. The sole purpose is for the market to recognize the company's fundamental value. The first pillar is operational excellence, a path towards profitability, efficiency, simplification, and cash generation in each business. The second is the consolidation of the asset management business and the definition of clear roles. Grupo Argos as a capital allocator, Grupo Argos Asset Management as the sole asset manager, and the business units as asset operators. The third pillar is the acceleration of the share repurchase program, financed through the monetization of mature and stable assets at full value and supplemented, when opportunities arise, with marginal tactical portfolio rebalancing transactions. These three pillars aim to strengthen asset value, value capture, and the value transfer. To explain the commitments, mechanisms, and expected results in detail, I'll now turn the floor over to Felipe Aristizabal. Thank you, Juan, and greetings to everyone. Please turn to slide 10. The first pillar of ACE is operational excellence, or the profitability push. This pillar brings together concrete and quantifiable commitments for each business over the next 12 to 24 months, focusing on increasing profitability, simplifying the structure, bringing up
cash and strengthening return on capital. In building materials and supported by the 2030 strategy, which involves the spin-off of Argos to consolidate two operating platforms, Argos LATAM will continue to deepen the profitability of its platform. For this platform, the goal is to organically increase EBITDA by more than $75 million, simplifying the operational and commercial structure, make disciplined progress towards re-entering Venezuela, and expand in presence in Guatemala. At the same time, Argos Materials will move forward with its execution of its business plan and the efficient deployment of its available capital. The priority will be to develop a scalable aggregates platform in the United States, combining organic and inorganic growth with return criteria and financial discipline in the capital deployment. At Celsia, the business will achieve operational efficiencies that will increase the EBITDA margin by 1,000 basis points to levels above 40% by December 2028. At the same time, the company maintains its goals of reducing leverage by approximately 1 trillion Colombian pesos over the next 12 months. Consequently, the increased operating cash flow, combined with a significant effort to reduce the company's leverage, would translate into a greater cash flow generation for all Celsia shareholders. At Odensa, the priority is to advance in private initiatives in the pipeline under concession contracts totaling more than $5 billion, ensure the integration of realization of Digsa in the water sector, and reduce annual operating expenses from approximately 60 million Colombian pesos. We are also working to bring assets and platform closer to Grupo Argos and explicitly capture asset management fees. Finally, in the real estate business, we will prioritize the accelerated monetization of assets in both Bactria and urban development business, which will also be spun off from Grupo Argos and consolidated as a portfolio company, making it easier to assess performance and value related to the market. In this regard, we seek to deepen the path of simplification for Grupo Argos has been prioritizing based on the conviction that to the extent that each of our investment has leaner structures and more clearly defined and limited roles, the cash flow generated by these investments will reach our shareholders with less friction. Grupo Argos will focus on being an investor, consolidating capital allocation functions with the holdings company. Subject to applicable corporate and regulatory approvals, we will bring assets closer to the holding companies so that we become direct investors in the infrastructure platform, thereby bringing cash flow and value closer to the holding company. For its part, Odensa will evolve to become Grupo Argos Asset Management, the business group's sole asset manager. This model, leveraged in the capacities built by Odensa and Celsia and the asset organization structuring and management to scale them up into a platform specialized in infrastructure. The new structure reflects the separation of two clearly distinct roles. Grupo Argos will be the capital allocator. Its responsibility will be to rigorously evaluate investment alternatives, enable the growth of portfolio companies, and participate as an anchor LP for the asset manager when opportunities offer competitive returns. Grupo Argos Asset Management will be responsible for originating opportunities, structuring projects, managing assets, and raising capital both for locally and international. Grupo Argos will participate as one of the investors within a broad capital base, which will enable the financing of more projects and accelerate the company's growth. This separation between capital allocation and asset management allows us to consolidate capabilities and access new sources of financing and revenue, where our management expertise is recognized with higher returns. As you can see in the presentation, this structure encompasses the origination, structuring, and management of projects and assets in roads, airports, water, energy, and real estate income. This structure opens up the possibility of developing new infrastructure verticals, provided they are consistent with the portfolio strategy and return criteria. The expected outcome is a simpler structure with fewer layers between the assets and the shareholders, a portfolio with lower replicability, and an asset management company capable of growing efficiently with third-party capital, enabling us to capture even greater value. The third pillar is the acceleration of Grupo Argos share repurchase program. The goal is to accelerate the buyback program, deploying 500 billion Colombian pesos over the next 6 to 12 months. This amount was approved by the shareholders meeting in March, and its execution will be accelerated through the independent mechanism of the transactional system. The program will continue to be executed under a key financial premise. Share repurchases must generate a return substantially higher than the cost of capital. To finalize, finance this initiative, Grupo Argos has identified monetizable assets representing up to 2 trillion pesos in firepower. This disinvestment of assets is part of our capital allocation model in which we evaluate opportunities involving assets that have reached maturity and can be monetized at full value in order to reallocate those resources towards alternatives with a higher return. The first of these monetizations already took place last week with the sales of Bakti's shopping center businesses for 1.2 trillion Colombian pesos, of which Grupo Argos will receive 260 billion Colombian pesos after paying off that transaction. Additionally, as a part of the commitment to disciplined capital allocation across its investments, the company might carry out minor tactical rebalancing transactions among its investments listed on Grupo Argos, Cementos Argos, and Celsia. It should certificate divergences in the relative value by should be identified. Thank you, Felipe. Now please turn to slide 16 so we can focus on the results we expect for the ACE rollout. Over a 24 to 36 month horizon throughout this program, we aim to increase Grupo Argos' consolidated EBITDA from 3.2 trillion Colombian pesos to 5.6 trillion Colombian pesos, which represents a growth of nearly 70%. This expansion reflects improved business profitability, the maturation of new platforms, and the consolidation of asset management capabilities. On that basis, we aim to double the dividend per share paid. This objective does not depend on a single source, but it's supported by operational growth, increased dividends received, structure simplification, and the effect of share purchases on the number of shareholders. With this base, we aspire to double the dividend from 750 pesos to 1,500 pesos. This objective is not dependent on just one source, but is based on the operational growth, the increase of received dividends, the simplification of the structure, and the effect of the reacquisition over the number of circulating shares. We hope that the increase in the cash flow will be translated into TSR of between 75% and 100% in the same horizon. This is a perspective view based on ACE condition and supports the market condition. In a horizon of 3 to 5 years, we aspire to consolidate Grupo Argos Asset Management with more than 5 billion in assets under management, grow Argos Materials to achieve EBITDA exceeding $300 million, and a margin close to 30%, and advance towards the liquidity, scale, and tradability conditions that will support Grupo Argos inclusion in the MSCI Standard Index. Finally, I want to reaffirm the entire team commitment to ACE. We are convinced that we have the assets and capabilities to close the company's value gap and generate profitable and sustainable growth for our shareholders. Thank you very much for your attention. And now let me give the word to Carolina. Thank you very much, Juan Esteban and Felipe. We will now open the floor for questions. Please remember that you can submit your questions in the Q&A section on Zoom. We ask you, please state your name and instance. And now we have Simon from Bancolombia. Simon, thank you for being with us. Greetings for everyone. Thank you for the information. I wanted to ask, what's the schedule that you've estimated for the participation transfer from Odinsa to Grupo Argos Asset Management? And under that same train of thought, if you could give us a bit more color about those energy assets that you were showing on the structure that would be managed by Grupo Argos Asset Management, and how would this transition happen? Thank you. Simon, thank you for your question. The transfer schedule from Odinsa to Grupo Argos will be happening in the assemblies that we'll be holding next year. We're looking for verticals, energy verticals within the manager. Celsia right now has some platforms within its perimeter. We are imagining towards the future new growth initiatives, mainly
What we want is that operational companies grow within their balance with a capital debt structure that allows them to reach their largest potential, growing in the company's balance and in those other additional possibilities or opportunities. We'll take this to the universal manager that would be Grupo Argos Asset Management.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Simón. Now let's give the word to Gabriel Pérez from Credicorp.
Hello, everyone. Do you follow?
Yes, we do follow, Gabriel. Perfect.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. Within the document that you shared yesterday, I read that the company could carry out marginal actions if there would be opportunities in terms of its relative value. So under which metrics would you define that relative value for those listed emissions? Yes, just to understand, when might this happen, this rebalancing that you were speaking of? In addition, I wanted to ask, with a total of repurchase close to 2 trillion Colombian pesos, that's the maximum objective. This would represent a large part of the market cap. Wouldn't this affect the index entrance or a pesos reduction? And last but not least, specifically in Celsia, I wanted to ask about the goal that you have for reaching a 40% of an EBITDA margin, considering the effect that El Niño phenomenon might have on generation for this year, and if it's a 1 trillion leverage is coming from operational cash flow, or it also includes the deconsolidation of some investment platforms.
Thank you, Gabriel. Let me answer the last three questions, and afterwards I'll give the floor to Gabriel. The firepower of 2 trillion Colombian pesos, the role of Grupo Argos Holding will be capital allocation. So in those 2 trillion Colombian pesos, we'll have several options. One of them will be a repurchase. The commitment that we're doing in A is 1.5 trillion Colombian pesos that have been already approved by the board. But from then on, the capital will have to compete between repurchases, dividends, or investments, new growth opportunities, that with this universal manager and with the way that we're thinking on acting as an anchor for the holding, this opens a bunch of investment opportunities. Only within the Audiencia pipeline, we're speaking about $6 million for the 4 IPs that I think it's a moment for them due to the changes that will start tomorrow. Celsia has interesting opportunities also in terms of development. The wind parks in La Guajira, we also believe that their opportunity will come during this new government. Country urgently needs more energy supply, and Celsia has very interesting projects under development. But outside the business group, there's lots of investment options in terms of infrastructure, not just only in Colombia, but within the continent, that are subject to that capital allocation rule that Grupo Argos will comply with. So not necessarily those 2 trillion Colombian pesos will go exclusively to repurchases. They'll have to compete with the other capital allocation options that we will be reviewing from the holding side. To reach a 40% EBITDA margin in Celsia, as Felipe said, the horizon is December 2028. We have a challenge, not just as Celsia, but as a country to overcome El Niño. In Celsia, we are prepared, but this will be challenging months. And deleveraging does include asset disinvestments within Celsia. Now, let me give the word to Felipe so he can explain a bit more in detail what we call the tactical rebalancing of the portfolio. Gabriel, good morning. Once again, thank you for your questions. We
We have a configuration we're holding that is listed, and we count with investments that are also listed. We have identified as companies that have similar configurations such as ours or setups such as ours that have used this mechanism as an additional leverage within their toolbox to manage value. I want to insist on the term marginally, because marginally, in a certain way, we can participate in the market when there's important divergences in terms of relative value of our assets and act precisely to capture that relative value that's embedded in that market behavior and capture value for our shareholders. How are we going to be measuring these opportunities? Well, we have some value estimations for each of the portfolio's components. We have valuation for Grupo Argos, Cementos, Farmacias, also for the transportation infrastructure. Transport infrastructure assets that we have. And if in a certain moment we find that in relative terms, there's an asset that presents a certain deviation in terms to the other ones, we could operate transactions in which we will sell an asset and buy another one. We're speaking about marginal participations, 1-2% of the capital. Of the company's capital, first of all, to capture value, but also to serve as catalyzers in order to start closing those value gaps within the share. The way that these operations are seen will be very transparent. Obviously, they will be announced to the market under conditions that offer transparency and the best information value, so they could be serving as a purpose of value convergence. Well, thank you, Felipe. And last question. You speak of the gap between the market price and the fundamental value of Grupo Argos. What would be considered that fundamental value for you? Gabriel, well, the value exercise is a subjective exercise. And nevertheless, we've liked to think on a plan and set goals as transparent and concrete as possible. And our value vision is that today, including even before the materialization of the transformation, the company's value should be, the value of the share should be between 75 and 100% higher than the current value. That's the goal that we are defining as expected return in the first horizon that we're thinking on, and that corresponds to our value estimation for the company today. Well, thank you, Felipe. Thank you very much. So we have a question from Catherine Ortiz from Corredores. She says that there's an effort to increase the efficiency in Celsia, which might turn into higher returns, but she would like to know about the specific strategy of Celsia in terms of growth and expansion. Additionally, Celsia seems to be a company that has the largest gap between the market price and the fair value, so she's asking if we have any specific disinvestment plan or asset reorganization within Celsia besides the margin efficiencies. Yes, Catherine, thank you for the question. The assets that Celsia has are extraordinary from every single point of view, and it's playing in a sector that's very difficult to find a better sector with solid fundamentals around the world. The growing needs in terms of energy, what's happening with AI, speak of a very positive future for Celsia. We believe that we have an opportunity of profitabilizing the company and a total focus to turn this company into a pure utility where the growth of the company will happen within its balance because the quality of the assets are so good, the experience of the company and what it does so strong that we believe this is the best way to generate value for the shareholders of Celsia. This also implies, most probably, a platform disinvestment that will help the companies
leveraging that will allow the company to grow substantially within its balance. There is a roadmap that Ricardo and his team will be sharing with the market in the next quarterly report calls for Celsia and us for Grupo Argos. But we are very optimistic with the large potential that Celsia has within Grupo Argos portfolio towards the future. But we also see a universal manager with very important opportunities within the vertical of energies, opportunities due to size or capital structure won't be able to be realized within Celsia.
Thank you, Juan. Let me give the word to Simón Londoño from Valoresca Colombia, also has a question for us.
Well, thank you. Yes, I wanted to ask if we could expect for future stages of this program with a new value generation initiatives. I'm thinking on share exchange and AR. What could you tell us about this?
Yes, Simón, we have a very important task to execute in the market. We believe that ACE 1.0 is ambitious enough to prove results before thinking on additional initiatives. Once we start complying with certain milestones of this program, this will be clearly complemented. But for the moment, we'll be focusing specifically on this.
Now let's give the word to Sebastián Gallego from Ashmore.
Yes, testing 1, 2, 3, you follow?
Yes, perfectly. Well, perfect. Thanks for the presentation and congratulations for this new program. I wanted to ask about three specific points. First, I would like to drill a bit deeper on the dividend and on the objective of it doubling in the upcoming years. I would like to understand how a little bit more about the breakdown. How would these dividends come from the investments within the portfolio, specifically understanding in the phase that Grupo Argos is right now, where its focus is in investing in the United States, and also bearing in mind that recently the company had been announcing that from the Odinsa side in the upcoming years, there would not be any dividends coming. So I'd like to understand in a bit more detail the dividends profile by investment, considering that Grupo Suda is no longer within the portfolio. A second question has to do with repurchases. My question is more like insisting on a question that I listened to previously, and the effect that this repurchases might have over the liquidity of the share in terms of Grupo Argos, because from according to the numbers from yesterday, it's almost a 6% of the market cap in a market where precisely we would like to see more floating and not less floating in the case of Grupo Argos of entering the MICI standard. Maybe this has been affected by the circulating floating value. So I'd like to understand this angle from a repurchase point of view. And a third question is related with a reflection that we've been thinking upon in terms of what we've seen with Cementos Argos and the summit disinvestment and the benefits of public markets versus private markets that Grupo Argos manages through Grupo Argos as management in Odinsa, trying to understand what is the upcoming plan to balance public and private markets and the different objectives that each investor might have. I'd like to understand how are you thinking about this and if this will be translated into capital collections from Odinsa or Celsia.
Well, thank you, Sebastian. I'll ask for Felipe to answer your questions. Of course, Juan, Sebastian, thank you. In relation with the dividend, let's say that the growth of this dividend is leveraged, I would say, by three large elements. First is the growth of profitability in the businesses and the efficiency capture in all the portfolios and dimensions. Second lever might be associated to the deleveraging exercise of the companies that at the same time will allow for the EBITDA generated in each one of the portfolio companies might flow in a much more transparent manner and with less frictions towards the bottom line, allowing the companies to carry out additional distributions towards the holding. Third lever, and this is a very relevant lever, has to do with the reduction of the share number as a reacquisition process. So the combination of these three effects is what allow us to have a visibility of the growth per share of that dividend that we have anticipated. Today, we consider that carrying out reacquisitions, and I connect this with your second question, in these levels of company valuation, we were capturing value and cash flows at a very attractive valuations. So that reacquisition process allows a value recapture and a concentration that by a share unit is very valuable and important for the company. And in relation with the amount of the reacquisitions and the effect that you mentioned about liquidity, I would like to highlight one of the premises or pillars in terms of the program design. The goal of the program is to close the gap between the value and the market price, and the pillars and levers are enablers and not objectives as such. What does this mean? This means that we will start executing all of those plans that have been mentioned, but being very careful if in a certain moment the execution of one of these pillars won't go against the company's goals. If in a certain moment we start executing the repurchase plan, the 500 billion Colombian pesos, and we start reaching the goals, the conditions of the shares improve, there's a good traction in terms of price formation, it might be that's not necessary or not. We won't need to broaden more that to reacquisition program. It's very important also that this exercise, and more specifically the plan's implementation, can lead to a larger value or to a larger price of the company, significant growth in terms of market cap. So we have already operated reacquisition programs, very detailed, and we have lots of information of what's the true driving forces in terms of volumes and prices, and we are very clear on how to adequately modulate this repurchase exercise in order to not compromise the more structural goals. So this will be executed in a disciplined manner, but in this first phase, we want to say this directly and openly, that there's a huge opportunity of capturing value executing reacquisitions at these price levels. Perfect. Very much. Maybe a last question would still be pending. Public versus private assets. Well, yes, in this moment, we were the first company in the world in the construction material sector with a presence in the United States that decided to drive a value capture strategy
Superation cap value in the United States after the announcement we did in November 2021. A bunch of peers made announcements in a pretty similar way. We were the first ones to execute this vision, and other players have also been executing this vision, all of them with very positive results. So I would say that we also have the sensibility and a very deep understanding on how can we free value understanding or materializing a segmentation exercise in terms of value recognition, understanding which is the value that can best recognize the value of a specific thesis, and in that measure, we'll go to develop market to materialize the value of certain thesis, maybe emerging markets to recognize other thesis in terms of values in other markets, in other instances, that in some cases are the ones that best recognize the values in other portfolio dimensions. So we do see that in three spaces, there are interesting opportunities in terms of value capture, and we will be very disciplined going to each one of these markets in order to achieve the goal of a more loyal recognition of the value generated through the different areas of the portfolio. But within all the markets, we do see that there's specific opportunities because there are investment segments that can recognize and value each one of the investment theses that we have within the portfolio.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We want to give the word now to Jairo Agudelo. Jairo, the floor is yours. Jairo has audio problems. He sent us a question by text. He's asked, I'd like to know what's the advancement in terms of free access in Venezuela? Is there any information of the plant that was confiscated? And what's the plan to re-enter the Venezuela market? Cementos Argos has been advancing in its roadmap in reconstructing a relevant participation in Venezuela. For the last 3 years, Venezuela has been receiving exports from Cartagena as well as through Sogamoso, with a very relevant positioning in terms of product quality, because right now one of the largest needs that the Venezuelan market has, it's this quality cement available within the market. We're visualizing a second phase in order to take advantage of the significant competitive advantage that the Cartagena plant has in terms of maritime access to Venezuela. And the Cementos team is working on this for a third phase. We want to dream with reclaiming those assets that we lost in order to have a compensation with that contingency that we suffered with the Venezuelan government. We believe that we're the first in line to take advantage of the reconstruction of Venezuela, not just from the Cartagena plant that's fundamental to access the market through cement exports, because the reconversion of the Venezuelan market, independent from the asset return, will take for a long time. Because we also have that contingency in our favor that we are expecting to crystallize and materialize in the upcoming years. So we're very optimistic with the future of the company in Venezuela, and we are taking the first steps that we have to take in order to materialize this dream. Probably Cementos Argos, in its quarterly call, will tell in more detail the advancements around that specific strategy. We also have a question from Santiago Villanueva from Corredores Asociados. Hello, everyone. You follow?
Super. Thanks for the presentation. I had three questions. First has to do with the monetization of the stabilized assets that you've monetized 1.2 trillion, but you were speaking about 2 trillion as total. If you could maybe speak about those larger assets that you still have to monetize in that regard. The second question has to do with Haider's question. If you can share with us volume targets or what's the business model that you're thinking on reaccessing Venezuela and Guatemala. How are you seeing that expansion? Are you thinking on setting up plants in Guatemala, or would it be more an export or model? And finally, the third question has to do with the thesis of Grupo Argos Asset Management. I think there are interesting theses, and I see that you're working on growing the company more, entering the company in other business lines. I don't know if you're thinking on Grupo Argos Asset Management being part of the stock exchange, going public, or what have you thought in those regards? Thank you, Santiago, for your questions. Let me answer the first two questions, and then I could give the word to Pierre so he could speak about the new Universal Asset Manager. Disinvestments or the monetization of assets are similar to what Felipe mentioned earlier as the very successful disinvestment action done by Paktia in terms of shopping malls. We will be also announcing a very interesting opportunity around the urban development business in Barranquilla that will be also bringing in very interesting resources, terrains to build 500 households in Barranquilla that was oversubscribed three times, which gives an idea of the optimism that the country has for the upcoming years. There's two asset refinancings in Odensa that will be bringing in important resources. And in addition, we believe that there's assets in the portfolio that are mature enough and that might have a larger value for other investors that we will be materializing in the upcoming months. And we will be announcing these transactions in the upcoming days. This is basically what we can tell you about the 2 trillion Colombian pesos that we've included in the monetization process for ACE 1.0. In Venezuela, we have a very important opportunity. Just speaking about market impressions, the Venezuelan market, cement market, reached 2 million tons in its peak, and today it's under 2 million tons. It was in 2 billion, so it went to 2 million. That's very low, and the reconstruction needs that the country has are significant. In this moment, we are exporting steel, but I think it's still marginal, and we want to reach 5,000 tons per month, but we have to rebuild the brand. We need to position the brand and to fully prepare ourselves for the scale-up that will come for the market. But we can visualize a market, the Venezuelan market, probably multiplying by 4 or 5 times in terms of cement consumption with certain constraints in terms of installed capacity, because installed capacity of Venezuela is operating at 10% right now due to the state of the assets. So that's where the opportunity of taking cement from Cartagena, that's actually the most competitive plant within the continent for the Venezuelan market, turns into a very interesting opportunity for Cementos Argos for the upcoming years. There will also be a local support due to the claim we have over those assets, to the paying kind that we're expecting. We want to become the Venezuelan market leader, but that depends on several things happening. But we are very optimistic in relation to what we are seeing right now. In Guatemala, it's a market that's absolutely sold in terms of capacity. We've been exporting from Honduras
from the plant we have in Leo Blanquito. And we have with a very interesting growth in terms of sales. We're reaching almost 10,000 monthly tons of sales. So what we see, it's an opportunity of consolidating mainly on small households in the first phase, but it's the largest market in Central America. And from Cementos Argos, we are very interested in paying attention to this. This is basically what I can tell you about Venezuela and Guatemala. Now let me give the word to Pierre so he can tell us about the thesis and the opportunities that we are seeing from Udinsa towards the universal manager. Good morning, Santiago. Good morning, everyone. Well, basically, with this statement of turning Udinsa into Grupo Argos Asset Management as a unique manager for the group, there's several things that we should mention. First, this is a company that last year's there's other asset classes stories, but in the last decade, it was mainly concentrated in roads and airports. We have two platforms and a series of assets that are very valuable. Announcement that was made last year, but this is upcoming. We will be going into the water vertical fully, residual water treatment plants and reuse. We see a very large potential due to the potential this vertical has within Latin America, where there's water stress, and also because of the environmental requirements and population growth, city growth. We see a very large market where we can have a very important angle as investors and as asset managers. And with this statement, using the word that Juan used, universal, this means that we'll be focusing on real assets from the infrastructure side. So we could still broaden verticals towards logistics, towards energy, even in the real estate business, and anything that has an infrastructure component to the moment, new trends around digital infrastructure that we are also look at with a large interest. Mentioning this, we want to capitalize on this, obviously using capital, but via fundraising. This is a company that will be a manager. The pin role will be led by Grupo Argos. That's where the main strength is going to be at. As we saw, there's a push up in terms of shares, and what we should reach towards the future is having a leaner company in what Udinsa is today and what will turn into Grupo Argos Asset Management. And the efforts will be focused on fundraising, not just counting as Grupo Argos as an anchor investor, but we will also be collecting capital from institutional investors, family offices, having investments from international investors. So under that perspective, having Udinsa or listing Udinsa or making Udinsa go public is still a possibility, but the main focus is going to be collecting sources from those main vehicles, investing vehicles, and that has a different process. That's basically a fundraising, direct fundraising with investor. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. For the moment, we don't have any more questions, Juan. Okay, so we want to thank everyone for being part of this call. We're enthusiastic and excited around this continuity of the leveraging of Grupo Argos with ACE, taking advantage of the extraordinary work that has been done in the last 92 years. Very excited with the country's future and very excited to contribute with whatever we can for the growth of Colombia. Thank you very much.